Well, we're coming into the season when scores are important. Is that right? How the Seahawks are doing, is that important to anyone in this room? Well, I know it is to a couple of people. Scores are really important, and the neat thing is we're all keeping score right now. But the neater thing is that God isn't. Hallelujah. As we confess our sins, the scores are all wiped away. It's like it's a board and it's chock full. It's chock full of sins. And the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means that we each have a clean slate. That's good news to me. Is it good news to you? I thought about that because I was reading Wilmington's commentary on Psalm 130 this morning. It says, there's hope. He doesn't keep score. Sure that God was not interested in keeping a record of sins, the psalmist eagerly awaited his forgiveness and urged all Israel to share his confident hope in the Lord. And that's what Psalm 130 is all about. Those of you who are reading through the Bible in a year know that I didn't touch on the psalm for today. I skipped right over it and went to the psalm for tomorrow. Sometimes the psalms are really great for opening a message. Other times, it's not good for opening a message and going into worship. So let's stand and let's say this verse from Psalm 130 together. It's truth. O Israel, wait and watch for God. With God's arrival comes love. With God's arrival comes generous redemption. Not just redemption, but generous. Generous redemption. I'll get it right. Generous. It means ooh, lots and lots of redemption. And that's what we have. He is wonderful, isn't he? Huh?
Yes, he is.
Amen.